B-Pod Studios.
Don't okay, do that.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Dutcher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take train.
Is it the take train?
95, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Hardy. That made up for another one bites the dust.
There's no excuse for another one bites the dust. 985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what do we got going right now?
So if you follow Antonio Brown on Instagram, you'll notice a few things. First thing being that almost every one of the posts that he puts out there is liked by Tom Brady. And sometimes there's even a little comment underneath it, which, as I mentioned with Ted Johnson's studio, is a little strange seeing what Antonio Brown did about one of his friends, Mr. Robert Kraft, or alleged friends. And that's the first thing you notice. The second thing you notice is that Antonio Brown got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
And one thing that he's obsessed with, and I did not know this, are like these B to C level YouTube and Instagram stars.
All right. So, yes. Because he said that the two most misunderstood people on Instagram is with people I've never
like
seen before.
Like some schlubby like white dude.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, who is this
like
guy?
Like riding like a Razor scooter.
yeah. And it's Supreme Patty. So I go to Supreme Patty and I click on his Instagram thing and I know we're going to go, you know what Supreme Patty? No, I don't know Supreme Patty.
No, I think there's a big generational gap when it comes to watching people whose only career is being on YouTube.
Now, I'm wondering if he has anything to do with the company Supreme that you see, you know, the clothing and the stickers and stuff for.
Well, Supreme was a very big brand.
Yes. Yeah, but he has 6.6 million followers on Instagram. According to his Instagram, he's the CEO of Shrimp Gang. And when you click on the picture, you're right. It says the two most misunderstood people on the internet. And it's got Shrimp Patty, who once again just looks like a really doughy...
Yeah, he's just rocking a Razor scooter, and then Antonio Brown's on like that thing that has one wheel and is motorized.
Mm-hmm. And then there is another person that he invited to hang out with him, and his name is, he's a YouTube gentleman, YouTube star, whose name is Destroying, D-E-E, Stroying, and he has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. And Antonio Brown apparently likes this guy so much, he said, hey, come on over to my house, and I'll let you film inside and just take a look at what's going on the Antonio Brown estate down in Florida. Now, I don't know what Destroying's deal is. All I know is that the video, the 17-minute video that he made, starts off with about a minute and a half of this really dramatic music with Destroying in a weight room lifting weights.
Now, is Destroying putting up weight, or is he just some kind of jabroni?
And he's not even that big.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, Ted Johnson could eat him. And pass him. But either way, this guy's, you know, just like bench. He's like Destroying. So, but in the video, it's fascinating. He goes over to Antonio Brown's house in Florida, which he's lived in for 4 years. And first of all, it's massive, obviously. But second of all, dude looks like he just moved in. There's boxes all over the floor. And like none of his windows have blinds. And it looks like when he bought the place, he said, make it look like Rome.
Oh, that's the best. I told you about that winery in Napa. So you go to like Napa and there's all these, you know, places where that are like, you know, real modern and on top of hills. And then you go to this place called Delgado, which people say called Del Blado. And it's this dude that like made money in some weird way and bought this winery. And like the... sinks are like lion heads that are gold.
Well, that's the same.
And then there's like paintings of cherubs and like chicks like banging in like medieval times.
It's like it's as if he like hired somebody when he bought it. It's like I want this to look like, you know, Caligula.
Like I want it to make like Trump's diarrhea.
But then he did nothing on his own. As I said, there's no shades in the windows. There's no drapes. And there's literally boxes of crap everywhere all over the floor.
Yeah, it's like the Trump Atlantic City Casino, which was the height of class. You'd walk in and there'd be bronze and there'd be gold garbage. And then dudes with spaghetti stains on wife beaters playing $5 blackjack tables.
I mean, it really is just phenomenal. It's exactly what you'd expect. So here is Antonio Brown bringing in Destroying to check out his house. Now, pardon me if once Antonio Brown shows up in this, he's a whispery fella. He likes to whisper a lot.
There's a certain, you know, gravitas to the thing.
And he's walking around with his chest out like, yeah, it's my place. And meanwhile, he's just crap thrown all over the floor.
Look at all this beautiful, horrible art.
This is the biggest house I've ever seen in my life. Feel me? We're sitting at the big boss table right now, man. This is where all the business deals is made. This is where all the money's made.
Not
this
right
is where
now.
The contracts are signed. You know?
Not right now.
Okay. Why does every dumb athlete have a giant meeting, like conference room table in their house when you know what business are you doing, stupid? Like,
you're watching YouTube videos.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a
you're watching destroying.
Yeah, it's like an iPad, like on a table with a Scarface poster behind it. Carmelo Anthony had one too, like a boardroom that good at business.
This is where I make good business deals as I play Candy Crush.
Yeah, I'm good at business. I like to be in business. This is where all the business, all his big highfalutin business deals.
Look at the chandelier.
It's a gel.
Oh, you know, it's good. This is my favorite one I have. You use it today?
Of course.
That's what I'm talking about. Man.
I get it.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Put in that work.
Bro, this is a lot, bro.
Sounds like Deion Sanders rapping.
I'm in relax.
I'm being very sensitive.
That is one of my all-time favorite.
The mesh shirt that doesn't covers only half your chest.
Oh, the best was the cover of Deion's album, Primetime, because it was him standing in front of a clock. Because if you didn't quite get, hey, time, I got a clock.
Yeah, clocks tell time.
By the way, great call, Fred. That's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, it's
this is like for athletes. Like this.
Someone just wake him up.
No, he's just like.
Oh, you know, it's good. This is my favorite one I have. You use it today?
Of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
I get it, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Put in that work.
Bro, this is a lot, bro.
Put up a fun shirt in this pile, you know.
Okay, all right. Stop it. So here's the room they're walking into, Fred. I'll show you a picture of it. There's just boxes and clothes and crap all over the floor.
Yeah, this is a man who is very unstable.
He might have 100 boxes of Nike shoes, but then there's this huge pile of just miscellaneous clothes, and out of it he pulls this Gucci shirt. He's just lying on the floor.
It's a pile on the floor. A piles of garbage all over the floor. The toilet hasn't been cleaned before. Showers got grime. Look at the cherub in medieval sex. Super classy. I bought a T-Rex. Look at the sweet meeting table. When athletes have a big meeting table, this is where I'm gonna do my business. I love business.
I want to show them this power, you know. Where's the biggest flex, bro? Man got Gucci just sitting around, Balenciaga sitting around a pile. It's like a Roman, like, I don't even know what it's called, but
of course you don't. But it's
how do you say garbage in Greek?
Yeah, how can you say new money? How can you say it's got a Roman feel? Oh, we'll never be friends. It's got a gold banister. Ugh.
I don't even know what's going on. It's just really, really ugly and very expensive.
I don't even know what it's called, but y'all know what I mean.
It's the Emperor, you know?
Some Roman. Yeah.
You feel
the Emperor grew up. Yeah.
It's the synagogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
A church.
So he has in his house his own synagogue.
Yeah, wow.
Which is basically an extra bedroom that he put four awkward Lazy Boys.
And then there's like soundproofing.
Yeah, because if it's a loud preacher.
I've been in several synagogues. Oh, and there's a lectern. Okay. I see that. Odd.
Yep.
I did not know that he was a member of the tribe, but listen. I don't think he is, but maybe
no,
he is.
I was just thinking what the odds are long.
What day do Jewish people go to church?
It's
usually?
A Friday night. Okay. You got no. Friday night, you turn off the light, and then Saturday.
Okay, sundown. Sundown.
All right, kind of figured. Well, that might be a little confusing here then.
It's a synagogue?
Yeah.
A church in the crib.
Yeah, so Sunday morning, you got to come and give thanks, you know.
So he goes on Sunday morning to the synagogue in his house.
Yeah, well, that's...
So he's kind of confused about
that. He's a little confused about the religion.
But the thing is, who do you take the time to explain it to him or not?
Who would have thought that Antonio Brown would be a bad Hebrew?
Who's his agent? Rosenthal?
Rosenhaus.
Rosenhaus just told him, like, listen. Like, yeah, Jews do stuff on Sundays. All right, here, let me talk to you about this deal.
I want to be Jewish.
Ooh, I like the Jewish stuff.
I'd like to have something I call a synagogue, even though there's no religious stuff in it.
What do you want?
Roman and Jewish stuff.
Just throw it in.
The Romans, who were so kind to the Jews.
You have a synagogue in a house that is based on Rome. That's the best.
The Jews and Romans got along so well.
A synagogue he goes to on Sunday in a house that's Roman Catholic.
I like to play both ends of the fence. That's right. Listen, the Jews had to wander anyway.
All right, so we continue.
Yeah, so Sunday morning, you gotta come and give thanks, you know.
You gotta get a blessing.
Yeah, you gotta bless it up.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. How long you had this house for, man?
Four years?
Yeah. Bless us. Keep working, my brother.
Smash the like button if you haven't yet. Subscribe to Antonio's channel.
You set us up. That's not fair. You totally set us up. He didn't care about the rest of it. He just wanted to get to that.
Okay.
Shame on you.
I swear to God, Mike
God
Thomas.
God damn you.
I did not know that was going to be in there.
No, Richard, neither did I.
No, yes, you did.
I'm not kidding you.
You had no idea that was there.
I started watching Antonio Brown Grimm.
You liar.
And I go, what do my wandering ears appear?
Oh, my God.
He can't help himself.
He's got obviously something. It's like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant. Like, it's how he marks his territory.
You buried the lead. Oh my God.
How long you had this house for, man?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Bless us. Keep working, my brother.
Smash the like button if you haven't yet. Subscribe to Antonio's channel. What's your channel? Just Antonio Brown.
All right, we got a break.
And he's just sitting there, just like looking at him, like, "Did you hear it?"
That's his catchphrase.
God.
All right, we gotta go. Oh God! All right, LeBron James is not making things better for himself. Oh Jesus! I promised our program director we wouldn't do this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hub. No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all, it's Dutcher and Rich.
I read you all out and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, I'm
Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, has stood by Morey. It has been disappointing to see others like ESPN Stephen A. Smith heavily criticizing his tweets for jeopardizing the league's bottom line. And before you watch this, if you've never heard Stephen A. Smith talk before, just know this. He tends to be loud, wrong, and take pointlessly dramatic pauses.
You don't just think about yourself when you act. That's what boys and girls do. That's what children do. Grown-ups, adults, people who understand what it's like to build something, to have something, and to be responsible for people other than themselves, they get that you don't just speak willy-nilly. Run your mouth without any thoughts of the consequences coming down the pike.
Again, if you're not a sports fan and you're just now seeing Stephen A. Smith for the first time, let me address a few things quickly. One, I'm sorry. Two, yes, he's always like that. And three, no one knows why. But...
'98.5, the sports hub where Toucher and Rich and somewhere Stephen A. Smith is rubbing his hands together with a knowing smile saying it's worked again.
Mm-hmm.
He does not talk like that in real life, and he...
He's actually a great guy in real life.
Yeah, not anywhere near his personality on the air.
No.
It's made him millions upon millions of dollars. Well, if you don't know, LeBron's...
Oh, his ass.
When he said he was a bottom feeder and I found out what that meant, I found that very confessional.
I'm a bottom feeder.
How did you not know that in the context of what the conversation was?
I don't want to get into it, but I just didn't know literally what it meant.
Okay.
All right. So LeBron James was in China when the GM of the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, put out a tweet supporting the protesters in Hong Kong who have been shot, beaten, and gassed by the authoritarian Chinese government. Now, you would think as a U.S. citizen, you would support the people who want a democracy against an authoritative government that is taking and has taken liberties throughout hundreds of years with its citizens. And unfortunately, that does not mesh with the business of the NBA. So it's a tricky situation. The NBA is huge in China. A lot of their revenue is in China. And if you're someone like LeBron James, who Rich pointed out yesterday, is making something called Space Jam, that you could need the Chinese market. Movies are made now specifically for the Chinese market, like action films and things of that nature. So LeBron James, being the big woke culture warrior that he is, went and started yesterday, started talking about how Daryl Morey was irresponsible.
He was uneducated about the situation.
Even though Daryl Morey went to Northwestern and MIT, he was obviously a man with no intelligence. He wasn't educated. And then when they asked LeBron James why he wasn't educated, what he said that was wrong, LeBron said, "It's just my opinion." And that means that he had no idea what was going on, except that it was kind of a crappy week in China, and it looks like it's going to hurt his business.
And he said that it could Daryl Morey could have waited a week until they were back for him to tweet that, which, of course, is the equivalent of the shut up and dribble that he was told by Laura Ingraham. It's the best point that was made yesterday, and he went nuts over that. How can you tell us not to speak our mind when it comes to what we believe in?
And he was right.
He was right, and he made a TV show called Shut Up and Dribble as a big, hey, I'll show you type thing, and then he basically does the exact same thing to the GM of the Rockets. Now, there's a new layer to this story that if you already hated LeBron James, then this is just going to solidify how much this dude sucks and how he's the fakest guy in the NBA, and I've always thought this. Go to the clip that's not LeBron. This is Dave McMenamin. He has been reporting on this whole situation. He's from ESPN, and he came out with a report yesterday that shows just how clueless LeBron was. It's not just the statement he made yesterday, but listen to this.
I mean, nearly a week ago today, in a Shanghai hotel room, or Shanghai hotel ballroom, Adam Silver got up and addressed the players, and LeBron James, one of the players who got up and spoke and said, "Hey, what are we doing here? Daryl Morey made these statements. You know damn well if a player made the same similar statements and caused such poor ramifications for the league, there'd be some sort of league recourse. There'd be repercussions that the player had to pay. You know, potentially, this tweet could cost the NBA hundreds of millions of dollars, which could come out of the players' pockets. And so that's the double standard that was being addressed in that meeting.
So LeBron James stood up at this meeting and tried to pressure Adam Silver into punishing Daryl Morey
for
sending out that tweet.
Yeah, he made it, which, by the way, no, they can't do that. And also, and it's going to cost them money, but LeBron James took it and made himself the martyr. He, like, oh, look at this. The, you know, people that are in management, you know, they don't care about the players. They get on us when we say something about an issue, which I don't think is true. And also, because it's all about him. By the way, every project he's involved in off the court is just a celebration of himself.
That's true.
And how smart and woke he is about everything, unless it costs him money. He's exceptionally ignorant. He's an exceptionally ignorant person. And for him to stand up and make it about the players versus management is asinine. It really is. Now, it puts the NBA, and we'll play the longer clip coming up after the break, but it puts the NBA obviously in a terrible position. They count on billions of dollars of Chinese money to help fund the league. And if China, you know, pulls out and doesn't allow on the stuff like they did to South Park, then, you know, it's going to maybe affect the salary cap and things of that nature. But what are you going to do? I mean, it's in the U.S. The interest is you would like to defend the people of Hong Kong. So what are you going to, you're going to get rid of the guy because he supported something that, what, 99% of the United States supports? Go ahead,
John. Silver also had a good answer for LeBron, which was, we didn't penalize you when all of you folks criticized the current president of the United States. It's freedom of expression in the league regardless.
Yeah, he should have known that when he said that. Captain Free Speech here, who's talking about how, like, people should be able to speak their minds and say what they will.
Went out and criticized the president.
Didn't criticize him. Wanted the GM punished for doing that.
Which makes you think it's a knee-jerk reaction of LeBron James every time something happens that he's somehow, and the players are somehow martyrs in the situation. And by the way, LeBron James, essentially, him and his agent control the NBA in a lot of parts. This could have all been handled, you know, behind the scenes. He could have been dumb behind the scenes, but he's so ignorant and so full of himself and such a narcissist that he stood up and said these things as if anyone was going to be sympathetic to him.
And by the way, color me completely shocked, because I was wrong. I thought that the day after he made that statement, there was going to be something that came out where he was like, my words were misconstrued, because it was such a universal backlash. There's nobody who's on LeBron's side on this.
Except China.
I mean, of course. But honestly, it's like, it was such a universal shunning that I thought he was going to say, well, you know, my words were misconstrued. But yesterday he was asked about it, given a chance to say something to backtrack, and my man doubled down.
He doubled down in stupidity and just a complete ignorance to the situation. People are being gassed, beaten, and killed in Hong Kong for wanting their freedom, and it's, you know, kind of a pain in LeBron's ass, and he's going to tell you about how no one knows what's going on but him. All right, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listen, all you mother. 98.5. Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich. All right, so LeBron James has complained about Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, his opinion on supporting the protesters in Hong Kong as they battle China, who is in turn gassing, beating, and murdering them.
And LeBron James has rights to his opinions, and that is his business interests in China and the league's business interests in China. But I don't know if you are not aware of what's going on that you want to, you know, just express your ignorance so openly when asked questions about it. But he doubled down, Rich.
Yeah, so yesterday he was asked to kind of clarify his statements, and, you know, maybe this was the media's way of saying, hey, do you kind of want to address the backlash that you've had since you made that statement? And here we go. This is what he said yesterday. Have you heard this yet, Fred?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, all right. So you know where he goes. All right, so let's take a listen to LeBron James yesterday. Once again, I thought he was going to back off. He does not.
Try to do things to make my family proud, make my fans proud every time I step out of the house. So that's what for me, that's what it is.
LeBron, do you get where the criticism comes from, like as complex as the issue is? Do you get where the criticism comes from, like as complex as the issue might be? I think generally it's talking about freedom of speech and human rights issues. How do you kind of process this sort of
I don't know. I mean, it's a tough situation that we're all right now as an association, as us as athletes, owners, GMs, whatever, so forth.
Not as tough as what the people of Hong Kong are going through. Why does he not get that? I said this yesterday. It's like complaining that your flight's been delayed when the plane that was supposed to arrive at your gate got in a car in a plane crash and everyone died. It's like you're sitting there complaining about how much of an inconvenience it is to you when something awful is happening. Like, you've lost sight of anything that's meaningful and you've only looked at yourself. Like, this is it's astounding how even after 3 days he hasn't been able to look away from himself and find out why this is such a big deal to people.
He's a fan of totalitarian governments. I wonder if the league has gotten in his ear too and said, and then he just can't form the words properly to spread the
message. That's not what the league would say.
No, I just wonder if behind the scenes they're like, LeBron, can you do this? And he goes, yeah. And then he went out and screwed it all up.
I mean, it's a tough situation that we're all right now as an association, as us as athletes, owners, GMs, whatever, so forth. And I think, you know, when the issue comes up, if you feel passionate about it or you feel like it's something you want to talk about, then so be it. I also don't think that every issue should be everybody's problem as well. You know, so, you know, when things come up, there's multiple things that we haven't talked about that happen in our own country that we don't bring up.
Oh, well, he likes what's going on now then.
All right. Every issue shouldn't be everyone's problem.
Except that he was encouraging all athletes to speak out and was very critical of our president.
Well, listen.
Not very long ago.
Not all issues. I mean, there's so many issues in the world, you can't really focus on all of them. Well, it's true. You can't.
You're right.
But, you know.
You're right. I'm missing the bigger picture here. Yeah. That's correct.
He's America first. There's a lot of people.
Somebody said LeBron hasn't looked past himself in almost 35 years. That's never going to change. It's a great point.
Yeah. No, everything he does off the court is a celebration of himself. Every little show he has.
What was that show that he had where it was just him and his friends watching video of him and going, man, I can't believe
was
I did that.
The barbershop show where they told the cowboy kid about how it was.
Lil Nas X.
That it was okay that he came out as gay. And then a drunken Kevin Hart just started telling him how to handle it.
I gotta admit, I was fairly entertained by that episode. And it
was a great episode
because
it was so stupid.
I think the video you're thinking of was an actual commercial for something else where he's in the chair and looking at what he's doing on the phone and everyone goes, oh, and like bites their finger.
No. There was a TV show. It was something he did for like ESPN Plus where it was him and his buddies just watching video of him going, man, I was awesome.
Okay.
I like the idea of him, like, sitting around a barbershop, too, that just, like, yeah, this is just how me and my friends hang out. Everyone kisses my ass. Oh, this is a really interesting barbershop.
In our own country that we don't bring up, you know, there's things that happen in my own community that, you know, trying to help my kids graduate high school and go off to college is, you know, what's been my main concern over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's mine, too. But I don't sit there mouthing all around about China and Hong Kong. Wait a second. So his issue is getting his kids through high school and into college, as opposed to everyone else.
And that's why I support China.
That's right. Because Lord knows if he loses that revenue from China, his kids aren't going to college.
So he says, anyone ask Kyrie about his thoughts on China? You'd be there for 10 hours.
He would compare. He'd be like, China's kind of like Monica. And then you have over here.
Hong Kong's like Chandler.
No, Hong Kong's like Joey. Hot and misunderstood.
The best part was, don't forget, Kyrie was there. He was overseas. He was in China.
Yeah, he got smacked in the face by Rondo.
Yeah,
broke his bone again.
But the point is, if the media blackout didn't happen, we all would have gotten that.
That would have been nice.
He was out there.
High school and go off to college is, you know, what's been my main concern over the last couple of years, you know, in my school.
Mention your school.
Make sure that the
No, it's his school. It's his academics.
Mention your school. Yep.
Which I've heard differing opinions on how successful that is.
I'm not going to knock him for putting up as much money as you can legally to put together a school for
I've just heard that underprivileged kids.
That's one thing I will not knock
him
about.
Well, I will say that it's not, and I am ignorant on this, but I've read that it's not that great. What's going on over there?
You know, trying to make sure that the inner city kids that grow up in my hometown can have a brighter future and look at me as an inspiration to get out of the, you know, the hell.
And by the way, if you put a lot of money up for something that's not working, that's a charitable cause, I mean, that does it just because you put the money up.
See, I don't know that it's not working.
I mean, you Google that. I've heard that it's not the greatest.
Hold up of the inner city, you know, and we don't talk about those stories enough, but we tend to.
Yeah, we don't talk about my school enough. That everything should be focused around the, my school in Akron.
Fred, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it. Is he says that, you know, there's these international incidents where people are getting killed and everything, when we should be talking about my school in Akron. My one school in Akron.
You know, want to talk about so many other things as well. So there's issues all over the world. I think the best thing we can do is, you know, if you feel passionate about it, talk about it. If you're not, if you don't have a lot of knowledge about it or you don't quite understand it, I don't think you should talk about it.
Okay, then shut up.
Yeah, so if you want to talk about it. Okay, well, Maury did, so what's your problem?
Yeah, no, well, yeah, if you want to talk about it, but I think he's insinuating he didn't have knowledge about it, which LeBron James feels very, very free talking about something he obviously knows nothing about.
Somebody just tweeted, Kyrie Irving would say, what does the word China mean to you?
And Rondo's just in the corner playing Connect Four.
Because it just puts you in a tough position. So,
can you plan a little
last question,
more
please.
I plan on being here, being the captain of this team, and trying to figure out a way how we can win a championship. That's my main goal right now.
And in finishing, finally, the Encyclopedia Brown series that you're working so hard on in the offseason. As you know, he reads children's books and makes quite a production about it, laying in the middle of the locker room floor, which is one of the funniest pictures of. That's even better than Carmelo Anthony's table in his business room with the Scarface poster. Is LeBron James with any book, it could be any book, but with the Twilight book, laying on his stomach in the middle. I mean, what is he, 6'8"? Laying in the middle of a locker room during a press scrum,
right.
Reading. Yes, yeah. Imagine thinking reading is that novel. Like, I read, holy S, LeBron James reads a book. I told you when I heard, not John Dennis, the guy you hate. Who's the guy you hate, John?
Dale?
Oh, Dale Arnold.
Dale Arnold had on Ray Allen, and he was like, you know what? You read. And I'm like, okay. I remember where I was when I heard that. I was living in Brighton. He goes, you know what? They had him on and they go, you know what? What's weird is you read. And he's like, yeah.
I feel like I talked about it yesterday. I tweeted out a couple of responses to people not understanding, you know, my knowledge of what it came from my brain. And
oh, boy, what a dummy. People not understanding the knowledge from my brain.
The knowledge where it came from in my brain.
My knowledge, I hold it in my brain. It makes ideas that I say.
I need that isolated, if you don't mind.
I have the knowledge in my brain. Do you understand that? Your legs walk. Your hands grab. Your brain's got knowledge.
The people not understanding, you know.
Even if you put on a hat, you can still think. That don't happen. That don't stop nothing. I put a hat on sometimes. It's my thinking cap to keep my thoughts in my head.
I tweeted out a couple of responses to people not understanding, you know, my knowledge of where it came from my brain and for me learning from the situation. I'm talking about it now, and I probably won't talk about it again because I'll be cheating my teammates by continuing to harp on something that won't benefit us, you know, trying to win a championship because that's what we're here for.
All right, then don't talk about anything because it doesn't benefit your teammates. Well, there you go, LeBron James.
Just thought you might put the, so is it his commie bastard chant on the table for when the Lakers come here? Oh, yes. I mean, just get ready. Just get ready when the season starts.
Yeah, we're red. Everyone wear red. Have a red out.
Well, I mean, there's already Photoshops everywhere. Instead of King James, it's Zing James. It's got him, you know, looking like a dictator.
Yeah, you could have Mussolini. You can have a bunch of guys coming out. Pol Pot. You can just get the whole thing going on. All right.
So is this is faster guy level statement from LeBron.
Yeah, he's... Well, listen.
You can't admit knowledge if someone didn't find in the brain first.
Sometimes I go on Twitter and give them knowledge from my brain. All he's gonna do is... Like, at least take an extension course.
And he hits the J.
All right. We will be back in a matter of moments.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is brought to you by Franklin Pierce University. As a Raven, you can fly higher and achieve your academic goals while opening doors to internships and job placement opportunities. Visit franklinpierce.edu. One university, boundless opportunities.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher Lynch on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Andy, go ahead.
Real quick, before you do that, let's tease Jake DeBrusk, 9:30. Right. Be on with us.
Jake DeBrusk.
There you go.
9:35. Andy, go ahead.
Guys, I just want a couple minutes. Not even. I just wanted to say that my friend called me yesterday, and he was implying that ever since the gap tooth has been bridged and he has gone to the second seat, he has acted completely different. We added somebody else to the conference call. You know what, Wallach? You're falling off. You're stepping over your boundaries. You know what I'm saying? And Fred, you called him out on that, and I am so happy you did. And Fred, I just want to say something really quick. I know you are afraid of flying, and you probably take a Xanax or whatever so you could calm down or whatever. But this is what you have to do. If you want to smoke weed and not flip out, you take a half a Xanax, wait 20 minutes, smoke, boom, relax the whole time, not worried about anything. You're welcome. Have a good one.
But wouldn't the Xanax just relax me anyway?
Why would you need the weed after that?
Probably because Xanax doesn't give me a buzz, at least. But I mean, you hear the rappers talking about how they're all cross-eyed off of it. Yeah, the John uppiness is been. I get emails. You get emails about that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I do.
I get them quite regularly. That John is overstepped his bounds. That since he's been in the second chair.
Well, I mean, listen, he's turned into Big Johnson. You know, it's the chair for the swinging, you know, big swinging guy over here. You know, goes over and he's mover, shaker, headline maker. And then once he moves back to the other chair, it's like he can't turn it off.
Yeah. And then what's funny is when Joe Murray's here, he did not get up when you were gone on Monday.
Joe Murray just sitting there.
He did not get up. And number two is that there's times where he is just looking around.
Oh, really?
And that he is
Joe Murray? That.
Yeah, like I'm riffing on something, like, you know, trying to be funny. And yeah. I look at Wally because he's like right across from me, or I look at Dan.
Right.
And, you know, nine times out of ten, they're not laughing. But Joe Murray was, like, not paying attention. I found it very disconcerting.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
It is a gift that he can sit for over 4 hours.
Didn't we come up with the Joe Murray alarm that we would play if he ever got up?
Yes. He's only gotten up one time in all the times he's filled in. Jesse, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Long-time listener from BCN afternoon days. So my wife is going in for surgery today. She's getting her gallbladder removed. And I instantly thought of a certain clip of an NFL player saying something, and it would mean the world to her if she could hear that today.
Man, we have been looking for it for the last 30 minutes, and we can't find it. It's here some... Hang on. Maybe it's...
We're going to try to find it in a different machine.
Yeah, I know. It's here somewhere, and I know the one you're talking about. It's one of my favorite sound clips, too. It's the NFL player who gets stepped on. He goes, "Get off my gallbladder!"
Yeah. So know, if you listened until 10, we would be frantically searching for that.
We will be looking for it.
Of course. Of course I'm going to listen. And just real quick, 30 seconds, I just need to tell you the last time I called in was for another medical thing with my wife. I told our doctor that my hip game was way strong and that we didn't need protection after our child. And I told you guys that. And then I played that podcast for her father, and it was deliciously cringeworthy. Radio was great.
Yeah, I mean, once you're married, there's no reason for birth control. I mean, you've been with the woman enough; you should be able to control yourself. You're no longer a 16-year-old boy. Let's go. Let's be a man about things. And if you can't, pop some anti-D's, some antidepressant.
That'll take care of it on its own.
You can still get an erection. It's just it's almost impossible to finish. You got to put yourself in a scenario that is like every Golden Girl. You can't just go Blanche on that. You got to be surrounded by all four of them. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. We will talk to Billy Jaffe about the situation with your red-hot Boston Bruins.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.